Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Expect from this first and second round quarterback class this year, but right now our double play.
All right, so this is a real story. It won't take me very long to tell you. Just want to get your take and just get a reaction, I guess, from you and from our production studio. So I go to our stupid work gym every day after the show, or at least try to, just to get something in, to sweat a little bit and go about our business. Some days it's nice because it's peaceful, it's calm. Other days it's like Grand Central Station. Other times it's like, you know, a rush hour train at Union Station when everybody's kind of lined up in queue and it's a pain in the butt. Sometimes they're really in-shape guys grunting and sweating, and other times they're, you know, people just talking and kind of in the way. Some of the usual menageries down there, though. So there's this one guy who, whenever he's in there, he's always on the elliptical that I like, which is fine. He's entitled to it. He was there first. He beats me there. But he's on there, and he, like, talks to himself and, like, ramps up his activity and, like, in with his headphones in. He's like, come on. Get after it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And you're like, that's really awkward. But we're all just trying to do what we can, trying to be less fat, right? There's the mayor, who I've told you about many times.
You've told me many times.
The mayor goes around and talks to everybody about something they have in common. Like, this one guy, he stops and goes, now what they need to do with Cousins is, and then, like, he sees someone else and he goes, what you need to do with your workout is. He's always got something to talk to somebody about, right? It's the mayor. Anyway, yesterday, elliptical guy and I are neck on each other. You know how the ellipticals are. You've been in that room. They're right next to each other.
Side
by side. There's not much space. So elliptical guy and me, I wouldn't say there's a rivalry, but he doesn't like me. I've known that a couple times. So that locker room in there is really small. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. Yesterday, for example, after this incident occurred, I was kind of in his way because there's not much space in the locker room. I just grabbed my stuff and leaving. I said, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. He just looked at me and waited for me to leave. He's been not that pleased with me in general. I think there's something of a bitter rivalry between us because we're using the same elliptical machines. Yesterday, I hop on the elliptical machine next to him. He's already on there pumping and sweating, doing his business. And I'm doing mine, just getting through my thing. Turns out that I didn't know it was coming. And I went ahead and accidentally broke some wind while on the elliptical.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I know we've been through legal training. We can't over-talk about the cracking of wind. Just know the separation in space and time. It wasn't quite a wormhole opening up, but it wasn't very pleasant.
Okay.
It sounded like the brass section warming up. Okay, this was real. This was Thundarius, if that's even a word.
Isn't that a character on Game of Thrones?
No, Thundarius is not a character. It was boisterous. It was present. It was loud. There was no mistaking it. It wasn't furniture moving. Everyone knew exactly what it was. There were seven people in that gymnasium at that time, including pumping and sweating guy who was always next to me with his headphones on. It was loud enough that even though this guy's wearing his headphones, he took an earbud out and turned and looked at me like the look when Stewie gave Brian when Brian accidentally called the guy upside down face on Family Guy. This is as bad as when I accidentally sneezed out the window on the bicycle guy that was riding past me on Rock Creek Parkway. I tooted so loud that two people didn't stop their workouts. Two other people did. And then the guy next to me absolutely was like, are you kidding
Any
me?
Of them females?
Two.
Did they look at you?
Yes. They were doing stretching yoga mat stuff. So you know how like there's that weird
Anybody who works with us?
No, thank God. No, thank God. So now you know how I have nicknames. That's pumping and sweating guy, and then there's the mayor. I'm probably going to be the farter when they go back to the office. Like, you want to know what happened yesterday? Some red-faced, weird beard, awkward haircut, big nose guy. I didn't mean to, guy. It wasn't something I set out to do.
Were you mid, like,
yeah, I'm working out.
Elliptical, kind of stepping down?
No, I was working out right in the middle. So I was on there for 26 minutes. This was minute 12, right in the middle of it.
Did you keep going?
Just kept working out, yeah. And it didn't smell pleasant, tell you that right now. The whole thing was real. It was in the nonfiction section.
Okay, two quick questions.
Go ahead.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
How loud was it?
1 10. To 10. I promise you it was a 10.
Okay.
I promise you it was a 10 in sound.
Scale of 1 to 10, shame level.
That's as good a shame as I've felt in some time. Well, I think we have something for that.
Yeah, but it's not here.
Well, where is it?
Who took our shame?
Where's
bell?
Our bell? Oh, it's right behind you. Go ahead.
Shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
So, pumping and sweating shame. Guy next to me finishes his elliptical time before me and is like, I could feel him. I can feel him generally behind me with disdain and shaking his head a couple times because it's sullied the entire rest of the workout. He was on there for another 6-7 minutes. I still had 14 minutes to go. Whatever. Just swimming, and it was awful.
Why do you do 26 minutes?
It's about how much time I have.
Shame.
To do it. I could do that, do abs, and then do some sort of weight thing in 40 minutes and then get out of there. So I've got a 40-minute window to
25?
Work.
25? And I mean, or 30, like round numbers.
It's an even number, so I do 2-minute increments on intervals. It's not important. Okay. You're focusing on the wrong details. The detail that's important here is I tooted during a workout.
Yeah.
Next to somebody else with 6 other people in the room. Yes.
Did you tell everybody after you tooted that, I promise this one's not going to smell. It's not going to smell.
That's a good impression
shame.
Of me.
Shame.
No, I didn't on this one because shame. I knew that one would. That was toxic. That was Britney Spears' awkward single. It was terrible. That's a bad time.
Shame.
And so he's behind me, all disdainy, right? He goes into the locker room and he takes a shower because he's going back to his office. I'm not. I'm getting my stuff and getting the hell out of Dodge. So our lockers happen to be like right next to each other. And so as he's like showering, changing, getting ready to leave, I just want to like sneak in and get my stuff and go.
No way he said
and
that.
Here's the thing. When I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way, he didn't even say anything to that. Didn't respond to that. Just stared at me. He stared.
Shame.
He stared, man.
Shame.
Shame.
I don't know what to do or what else to say about it. Just letting you know that's what happened.
I'm shame. Glad that you did. That is your double play. We give it to you every day at 11:45. What's going on in our lives?
Shame.
Nothing to do with sports. Grant and Danny, Beltway Blitz, Skins, Nats, NBA, next on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Danny Rouillet here.
Shame.
Nope, no shame in this. I go to Ted Britt Ford for my cars and SUVs. I love Ted Britt Ford. I love it as much as I love doing awkward things in public by accident. These guys are the best. I got myself a brand spanking new Ford Fusion. It's parked downstairs right now. Speaking of gas, doesn't need that much. I filled it up one time since I bought it. It's because I drove it down to the beach and back. That's the end of it. Every day I plug that son of a gun in, and it gains all the power I need to commute to and from work. It's awesome. I've gone over 2,000 miles, one tank of gas. Pretty cool, right? You can get yourself one just like a Ford Edge, the other car we've got in the family, an Explorer, an Escape. 0% financing for 72 months. Oh, is that a good deal? Speaking of good deals, how about 125% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade? And why, that is a wonderful deal, sir. Get yourself Ted Britt Ford, who's what you get. Great car, truck, SUV, we talked about that. Great deal, we talked about that. You also get Ted Britt for life. That's all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You get it. Big stuff like powertrain, engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, all the big things, right? They'll take care of the little things. Little stuff like the Virginia State inspection. They take care of that for you. Think about that. That is one more thing off your plate. Ted Britt Ford will do it for you. Go see him and tell him Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.